Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story of our pious predecessors and how they interacted with the Quran. So tonight, as we move on, inshallah ta'ala, to our fifth juz, this story actually involves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. It's a very interesting narration, and it shows you the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these companions really had. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, ala uqri'uka ayatan unzilat alayya? He said, you know, do you want me to share with you a verse that has been revealed to me? So Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu obviously said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course, O Messenger of Allah, what is it that's been revealed to you? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse 123 of Surah An-Nisa. Which says, "من يعمل سوءا يجزى به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Whoever does a wrong deed, whoever commits a sin, will be compensated for it, and he will not find besides Allah a protector or a helper." So it's a very scary verse that essentially everyone is going to be, find the punishment for the sins that they commit. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that, he says, فَلَا أَعْلَمُ إِلَّا أَنِّي قَدْ وَجَدْتُ انْقِصَامًا فِي ظَهْرِي حَتَّى تَمَطَّيْتُ لَهَا. He said that, I felt like my back broke. I felt like I was about to collapse. He said that I almost shrunk, like I went down, like my posture was ruined, and I felt like I was about to collapse. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started to cry, and he started to say, جَاءَتْ قَاصِمَةُ الظَّهْرِ جاءت قاسمة الظهر جاءت قاسمة الظهر, which means the back breaker has come. That which breaks the back has come. That which breaks the back has come. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sees Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu panicking, and he says, ما لك يا أبا بكر, what's wrong with you, O Abu Bakr? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله, by, you know, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of God. وأينا لم يعمل السوء. You know, who amongst us does not commit bad deeds? Who amongst us is sinless? وَإِنَّا لَمَجْزِيُونَ بِكُلِّ سُوءٍ عَمِلْنَاهُ. And Allah is really going to punish us and compensate us for each and every single sin that we've committed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَمَّا أَنْتَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَأَصْحَابُكَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. As for you, O Abu Bakr, and your companions, the believers, فَإِنَّكُمْ تُجْزَوْنَ بِذَلِكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى تَلْقُوا اللَّهَ لَيْسَ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبٌ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُونَ فَيُجْمَعُ ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى يُجْزَوْا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said that as for you, O Abu Bakr, and the believers, he said that you would face the punishment, or you would face the compensation for those sins in this world, in this dunya, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely free of sins. And he says, as for the others, the wicked, they would, you know, all of those sins and those bad deeds would be committed until, would be collected until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of their sins to be repaid and to be punished for on the Day of Judgment. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu something very powerful, and this is a concept in our faith that's very important to note. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try the believer in his health and in his wealth and in everything that he has until he completely purifies him from sin, so that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with nothing on his record. Every sickness, every anxiety, everything will come to you, and it will be a means of purification, a source of purification for you. So use that to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Embrace the hardships and the trials Allah sends your way, so that hopefully, you know, you face the consequences of that in this world and not in the hereafter. But this shows you the fear of Allah. I mean, we look at a person like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and again, you know, if there was anyone that didn't have to worry about that outside of the prophets of Allah, it would be the best man to ever walk the face of the earth that's not a prophet. But even Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was afraid, and he used to say every time he heard that ayah, جاءت قاسمة الظهر, that the backbreaker has come, the backbreaker has come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He not burden us with that which we cannot handle in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to meet Him completely purified of sin, and that Allah grants us the best of this world and the next, and that we're able to to meet him with a good record and enter Jannah by his mercy and be reunited with the Prophet ﷺ. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time on our series, People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.